Hey, this is Jeff Milo. I have a new show called My Local, a weekly one-hour showcase of the vibrant Michigan music scene, spanning diverse genres of rock, indie pop, folk, soul, and beyond. Celebrate music from the Mitten on My Local, Tuesday at 9 p.m. on 101.9 WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at wdet.org/curious.
It's hailing outside, but that's not stopping a friend and I from making a run for the border. I'm not talking about Windsor.
Whoa, it's Crunchwrap sliders.
I'm talking about Taco Bell. There are only two standalone locations in the city. We've driven to the one at Livernois and Oakman Boulevard, about 9 miles from downtown Detroit.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
That's wonderful. What can I get for you?
We've come for an answer.
I just have a question.
Yes?
How come you guys don't have a Taco Bell in downtown Detroit?
I'm not sure.
I'm Laura Herberg, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit.
Hey, is this Fazl?
Hey, yeah, how's it going?
I've called WDET listener Fazl Hussein, a business analyst at Quicken Loans. He submitted a question to Curiosity.
You wrote, why isn't there a Taco Bell downtown? Why aren't there any fast food places in general down here?
Correct. Taco Bell is one of the contributing factors as to why I'm new to America.
Fazl explains that it wasn't the foremost reason he emigrated to the U.S., but he claims his love of the American taco chain, which he discovered while visiting family in Bloomfield, was part of the reason he applied for a job at Quicken Loans from his home in London, England.
But a bit of a shame to see there wasn't one down here in downtown where I work predominantly.
To begin answering Fazl's questions, I meet with Maureen Kraus, Senior Advisor for Economic Development at the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. I want to find out what the current situation really is.
How much fast food is there downtown right now?
Not as much as people would want, I guess, is really the broad answer. Fast food is almost like a service to the people who are down here. It is a business, but it's almost like having a post office and a, you know, drugstore nearby is having that option for eating.
Fazl only gets a 30-minute lunch break, which goes by quickly, but he says it would be plenty of time to grab a chicken quesadilla from Taco Bell if there were one downtown. There is a Taco Bell in Wayne State's Student Center, but a trip there would require Fazl to find parking and actually get out of his car. For most people, exiting a vehicle defeats the purpose of getting fast food.
Most of the traditional fast food brands do about 70% of their business in the drive-thru.
That's Sam Okus, editor of QSR Magazine. QSR stands for Quick Service Restaurant, the industry term for fast food. Because of the importance of the drive-thru for sales, Sam says fast food owners want locations that get a lot of car traffic. Taco Bell's magic number is an average daily traffic count of 25,000. In other words, before they build out a franchise site, they want to see that an average of 25,000 vehicles pass by it every day. Scanning through a regional traffic count database, I'm hard-pressed to find any numbers in Taco Bell's desired range for downtown Detroit. Most of the numbers I find are under 10,000, less than half of what the chain would like to see. But when I check intersections in the suburbs, the numbers skyrocket. I see several intersections in the 25,000 plus range. Some are even over 35,000. These suburban locales could potentially host a Taco Bell. This data isn't surprising to our industry expert, Sam Okus.
In most major cities across the United States, the traditional fast food brands really are not in urban locations in a very big way. The fast food restaurant industry, it just makes a lot of sense outside of the urban core around the country where people are primarily driving to work or driving to wherever they need to be.
Okus says once people get downtown, they tend to travel on foot. While this might be a problem for traditional fast food, it's actually a good thing for a certain type of quick service restaurant, fast casual, which I like to call fast cash. These places offer pricier products that appear to be fresher and healthier than, say, a beefy cheddar Crunchwrap slider, selling for a dollar right now at Taco Bell. Fast cash refers to the Paneras and Chipotles of the world.
They tend to be more in urban areas where there is foot traffic because these are brands designed around more of a younger demographic, around people who are more educated. They tend to have a little bit more disposable income, and those people tend to be the sort of downtown workforce type folks.
Okus thinks downtown Detroit is poised to get an influx of fast casual restaurants. Indeed, in recent years, the area has seen the addition of two sandwich chains, Witch Witch and Potbelly. Maureen Krause from the Detroit Regional Chamber says these establishments don't just represent new places to eat, they're benchmarks.
So I think if you look historically, there aren't many chains downtown as we started out this conversation. And part of the reason is we weren't hitting those numbers. There wasn't enough traffic down here. There weren't enough residents.
Krause says the turning point was a corporate sports bar centered around chicken wings that opened up downtown in 2012.
You know, when Buffalo Wild Wings came to town, everyone was excited because it was a new option. I was excited because for me, it meant that for someone who drives their locations by formula, we were all of a sudden hitting a formula.
The formulas are different depending on the chain. We may not be hitting the Taco Bell formula in the downtown area yet, but there are other fast food chains. Nicole Wilski opened up a Checkers on the corner of Forest and Woodward in 2014, and she seems very pleased with the location.
Oh my gosh, the traffic is amazing.
Wilski says her Midtown Burger Joint gets about 60% of its business from drive-thru customers, so the drive-thru is a big deal. But she says they also get a lot of walk-ups from nearby hospitals, Wayne State, and the Woodward bus line. Wilski is 33 years old. She's the youngest Checkers franchise owner in the nation. She has 11 locations in Metro Detroit. Two of them are in the city.
We love the city. The draw to us was, as the city grows, we grow, and that's been the proven result for us so far.
Wilski says she is looking at additional locations in Detroit, but it's hard to find ones that allow drive-thrus without applying for a variance. The Midtown location was formerly a Church's Chicken that already had a drive-thru. The city says that new drive-thru restaurants are allowed as long as they meet the requirements outlined in the zoning ordinance. As for Taco Bell, they declined our request for a formal interview, but said in an emailed statement that Detroit is a place where they're actively looking to grow. Back at the drive-thru, we decide that we drove all the way out here, so we may as well get some food.
All right, so I'll have you down for one bean burrito, one small diet Pepsi, two crunchy taco supreme, one small Mountain Dew.
You've been listening to WDET's Curiosity. I'm Laura Herberg. The music used in this segment was produced by Eddie Logix. For a map of fast food restaurants in Detroit, as well as traffic count data, visit WDET.org/curious. There you can also ask a question about something in Metro Detroit that you're curious about. You might hear the answer in a future segment of Curiosity.